What up, everybody? Ty Stevenson here, the Waters Brewer, with my dog Remy. And this is episode 8 of Waters Brewer Walks. And on this episode, I'm going to be going over a little bit about fermentation. I know I went over a lot of it on my yeast podcast, which was episode number 2, I believe. Or number 2, whatever the fuck. And I just kind of wanted to go a little bit more into fermentation, my knowledge of it. I know I ain't the super expert. There's probably some of you out there that can know a lot more about fermentation than I do, but I'll let you guys know what I know. If you guys are just checking me out for the first time, I have a ton of videos on YouTube and Facebook. You can go to my website. It should be all on there. It's just watersbrewer.com. And, where I'm doing a study right now, 30 batches, same process, same ingredients. The only difference is the water. I call it the Waters Brewer Study. And at the end of that 30th batch, I'm going to be releasing a book about everything I've learned throughout the process, kind of dumbing down water chemistry for home brewers. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about fermentation. I'm starving right now, by the way, guys. I'm walking Remy. Me and my buddy Anthony, he's the head brewer at Mare Island Brewery on Vallejo. We made some homemade pizza last night and drank some home brews and some good beer. Had a McKellar raspberry coffee sour, Berliner wise. It was bomb. Also had an apricot chocolate cream ale from High Water Brewery, which is also super bomb. Yesterday, I tried a raspberry pale ale of mine. Super good. I went to a chick's house that I haven't talked to or seen in like 2 or 3 years with Anthony, and yeah, it's kind of cool seeing them hang out and stuff. They like my beers, all that cool stuff. All right, so anyways, fermentation. So what I said in number 2, you have two different yeast strains. You have ale yeast and lager yeast. Each ferment at different temperatures. Ale yeast, you can ferment anywhere from, let's just say, roughly around 70 degrees plus or minus fucking 10. I've pitched yeast at 80 degrees and it's fermented out. I pitched yeast at fucking 60 degrees and it was getting warmer and it fermented out. Yeast is pretty fucking resilient, I've come to realize. So make sure you have a sanitary container and just throw that fucking yeast in. I bet it'll do its thing. Typically, the more consistent the temperature, the more clean and clear, or maybe not clear, but more clean the beer is going to come out. Less esters and like off flavors will be produced, the better the temperature. The more high temperature, you get more esters out of it, typically make it a little bit more fruity. So I like to ferment my ales at roughly 70 degrees. That's just a good temperature, I've come to realize. I've done it at 72, I get a little bit more fruitiness out of it, but not much. 68 sometimes doesn't ferment out all the way. A little cooler. Then you have lager yeast, which I want to say ferment out about 50 degrees, 55 degrees. And that takes, the lagers take roughly a month to 3 months to ferment out all the way. About a month. I would give it about a month to 2 months to 3 months even. And then ales take anywhere from a week, probably 2 weeks to a month and a half. That's about the amount of time I'd leave it in there. For lagers, you can rack your beer, your now beer that's been fermented after like 14 days or whatever it is, onto a secondary container and let that one sit for about a month to 3 months. That's what I meant. So you'd rack, drop it from the primary fermenter, put it into a secondary fermenter, another sanitary container, get rid of all the trub and yeast at the bottom, and let it sit on clean beer for X amount of months. And then you can either bottle it or keg it. And then you have your lager beer. So ales. One thing about ale yeast, the yeast ferment at the top of the beer. Most of them. So a lot of the yeast layer will be at the top of the beer. Whereas lagers, the yeast ferment on the bottom. I'm sure there's certain specific cases where that's not true and yada yada, but in general, yeah. What other kind of fermentation? One way to keep temperature as constant as possible might be to get a giant ice chest like I have. I have a giant ice chest and I attached a temperature control probe with the probe into my ice chest, or yeah, it's a giant freezer pretty much. And I stuck the thermometer at, it's about 70 degrees. And yeah, then so that means if it gets too hot, the freezer will turn on and start to cool it again. And if it gets too cold, the heat, it won't. Well, that's the problem right there. If it gets too cold, then it actually won't bring up the heat. So that's one downfall. It'd be better if you had like a glycol system, or I don't know. But yeah, I have a stainless steel conical fermenter that has coils running on the inside of it that I can pump cold water through to keep it cold, or I can pump hot water through to get it warmer if I wanted. But yeah, fermentation temperature and like control of that temperature is huge for great quality beer. I highly recommend being able to control the temperature of your fermentation. What else should we talk about? Fermentation is the process of the yeast eating up all the fermentable sugars that were in the wort and shitting out pretty much ethanol, which turns into alcohol, and CO2, along with many other flavors of like just different flavors, esters, polyphenols, acetaldehyde, all that fun stuff. That can be a episode actually. This is off flavors one of these days, which I would have to look over for sure. I don't know too much about that. But yeast. What else should we talk about for yeast? They come in a whole bunch of different types of packs. You have White Labs, which comes in like little vials, and you use scissors to cut the top off and just dump it in, and it's liquid. Or you have a white yeast, which is fucking the smack packs that there's a little bag within the aluminum, or not, maybe aluminum, I don't know what kind of material that is, metallic-ish thing. You smack the bag inside and it'll slowly shake it up, and it'll slowly start to expand on the inside because it's starting to produce CO2, which means the yeast are starting to get active, getting ready to be pitched. So with that, guys, you want to make sure it's all puffed up and ready to go by the time you're ready to pitch the yeast. So usually you'll smack it about 3 to 4 hours before you're ready to pitch the yeast. You have organic, imperial organic yeast, which I haven't used yet, but it looks like a little mini Coke can. You just crack open the can and pour it in. And people have been having really good results with that, so I'm pretty interested to try it out soon. And then you have dry yeast. Safe LO5 is pretty standard for dry yeast. Kind of does the job just all the time. If you need a regular resilient yeast strain, Safe LO5. Come on. What else can we talk about for yeast and fermentation? One thing you can do for fermentation is towards the end of that last cycle. So what you can do to check the amount of fermentation that's happened is, you know your final gravity, you know what you're shooting for. So you could be shooting for 10-10, right? 1.010 for the final gravity. And so if you were to check it 5 days after fermentation, and it's at 10-15 or 10-20, you know there's a little bit left, right? And you don't see much signs of action. You can shoot the temperature up a couple degrees slowly, very slowly. A minor change in temperature for them is a giant change for us. So change that temperature up super slowly over like a day or so, maybe a couple hours, and just shoot it up maybe 3 or 4 degrees, and then that'll pretty much kickstart the yeast to get any last little final fermentation out. And then right after that, you'll drop it, you'll cold drop everything, so the fermentation is completely done. At this point, you're gonna drop it down to like 40-50 degrees, and then make sure, and then you'll just dump everything from the bottom. This is if you have a conical fermenter. This is a little bit advanced, but it's something you can do to make a more clear beer. You cold crash everything, it's called. Cold crashing. You put it down to 40, 45 degrees, and then you wait about a day or two, and then you drop all the yeast and sediment that's been settled at the bottom, from the bottom of the fermenter. and then you're good to go. And then you have clean beer and no trub and sediment, and it's all been cold crushed. Yeah, what else can we talk about for fermentation? A lot of people tend to open their containers and like look at their beer and continue to check it for the next 5 days after they pitch their yeast. I recommend just fucking sitting it and letting it be. I'll check it 1 or 2 days after pitching the yeast, and then I don't check it for another week or two. If there's signs of fermentation after that first couple days, I'm happy I let it be. The more and more you mess with it, the more and more you start thinking in your head how something could be wrong. But if you don't see signs of fermentation and you're using a plastic bucket like I do sometimes, I recommend just kind of shaking it up a little bit. There's a little bit of headspace, so that's by shaking it up, there is a chance for infection a little bit more, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. I shake it up all the time. Kind of kickstarts the yeast a little bit, gets them moving around, getting a little active. Yeah, that's that. Usually starts, fermentation will usually start about 8 hours to fucking 32 hours after pitching yeast. I've seen it start 6 hours right after pitching yeast, and I've seen it take off 2.5 days after pitching yeast. So yeast are just pretty interesting. What else about fermentation? I think that's it. We talked about temperature, types of ale and lagers. What else we got to talk about? I think that's about it for fermentation. So you pretty much all you need to ferment anything, I guess. So if we could talk about meads and fucking wines and all that shit, you need some kind of sugar water. Basically, fucking any kind of sugar water. There's some sugars that won't work as good as others. Some take longer. Some get fermented out in a different way, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if I were to just mix honey with hot water, 150-degree water, and honey, and make that honey soluble in the water, and then throw some yeast in there once the temperature dropped to about 75 degrees, and then let it ferment for 2 weeks, and boom, you have fucking alcohol. So, that's fermentation. Yeast eats sugars, and they shit out CO2 and ethanol. So, boom, now you know how to make any kind of alcohol. Alright, that's about it for fermentation, guys. Once again, my name is Ty Stevenson. I'm the Waters Brewer. You can find me at www.watersbrewer.com. Feel free to check me out on Facebook, Instagram. I would say Instagram is my main form of communication, so if you like what I'm doing here, follow me over there. I think you'll like that shit even more. thanks again, guys. Likes, comments, shares, always welcome. Appreciated. You guys are awesome. And I will see you tomorrow on Walk with Remy again. Number 8 tomorrow. Number 9 tomorrow. This is number 8. Boom. Nice. All right, guys. Peace out.